I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe. Our sun is a ho-hum average star that, in its core, converts hydrogen into helium. A small amount of that conversion is released as energy via Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. Our sun has been following this recipe for about 5 billion years and will continue to do so for about another 5 billion years. Once it has consumed all the hydrogen in its core, its fate is not to explode in a cataclysmic supernova that massive stars do. It will not form a stellar mass-sized black hole or neutron star. Instead, its end fate is to form a white dwarf, a very compact star about the size of a big city, but still very massive. A white dwarf can be imagined as a hot cinder left behind when a star uses up its nuclear fuel. It's made up of mostly carbon and oxygen, surrounded by a thin layer of hydrogen and helium. Its destiny is to slowly fade away to darkness over cosmic time. While terribly unromantic, white dwarfs are no less exotic. In 1992, deep in the constellation of Centaurus, some 50 light-years away from us, a white dwarf star was found to pulsate. It rings like a gigantic gong. This star was named Lucy. Why? Because by measuring its pulsations, astronomers found that approximately 90% of Lucy's mass had crystallized. And since the interior core of white dwarfs are mostly carbon, it means, yes, you guessed it, a diamond has formed in its core. And at 10 billion trillion trillion carats, this is definitely a forever diamond. While our sun is average in every sense, I think it's cool that we know that its end fate is for our sun's core to crystallize and live out its end, enjoying its own diamond jubilee. I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.